Cuomo wants to use $340 million of bank settlement monies to fund the first year of a freeze on thruway tolls that he hopes could continue through 2020. The governor would also like to eliminate tolls altogether for some farm-related vehicles. Cuomo announced his plan back in January. It also includes a tax credit for frequent users of the thruway. That would apply to drivers who spend more than $50 a year on tolls.
I want to reduce the tolls on the thruway because it's a tremendous hardship on businesses and people.
But the legislature did not include the toll tax credit in their versions of the state budget, a move that annoyed the governor. He says upstate New Yorkers are getting shortchanged.
Upstate New York, in a tug of war through the budget, losing what I believe was a significant subsidy and a significant program.
And the governor says he hopes upstate legislators will be held accountable for the absence of the toll reductions in the state spending plan. Assembly Speaker Carl Hastie takes offense at the governor's charges. Hastie is from the Bronx, but spent part of his first summer in his job traveling to upstate regions. He says some leading upstate lawmakers are on record opposing the toll freeze. 18 of them wrote a letter to the speaker outlining their views.
We felt that it was more prudent to spend the money to stop a tuition increase for SUNY and CUNY. And we didn't want to do things that would encourage more car usage with the issues around climate control.
Hastie, speaking after a budget meeting with the Senate, says Assembly Democrats would rather see the bank money settlements go towards helping to offset rising tuition at state-run colleges and universities.
The very members that the governor claimed that he was speaking for were the ones who wrote me a letter saying they didn't want to use the money for that reason. So I think before he makes those statements, he should actually check to see what the legislators from upstate New York said in both houses.
Senate Majority Leader John Flanagan, who's from Long Island, also deflected any attempts by the governor to create an upstate-downstate divide.
There is no upstate-downstate comment. I recognize that, and I would say I would agree with the speaker that we basically had a different set of priorities than the executive, which is part of the process. And I'm not going to apologize for that.
Cuomo fired back, telling Gannett newspapers that lawmakers scrapped the thruway toll reduction to fund their own pet projects. Budget watchdogs have also weighed in. David Friedfeld with Citizens Budget Commission says there's no real justification to use one-time windfall revenues to subsidize frequent drivers. He says the tolls serve a purpose to pay for maintenance and upkeep of the 570-mile-long road.
We think it's really a poor use of the settlement funds. The settlement funds should be used to pay down debt, put into reserves, do things that are going to really help taxpayers over the long term.
E.J. McMahon with the Empire Center says an analysis by his group finds that, ironically, downstate drivers in the northern New York City suburbs who use the Tappan Zee Bridge and other exits would actually benefit more in terms of actual dollars spent than upstate thruway users.
Particularly people driving across the Tappan Zee Bridge. The cheapest discount plan for Tappan Zee Bridge commuters is $60 a month. So basically, you're talking about people who pay $720 a year in tolls compared to, say, $88 for a typical daily commuter in an upstate area. So those people save $360 from this toll credit. That's a big difference.
The budget is not due for a few more days, so there's still a chance that the governor could see the thruway toll break restored as part of a larger spending plan deal. In Albany, I'm Karen DeWitt.